This podcast concerns the defence of self-defence to trespass to person in the form of battery. The defendant has the burden of proving self-defence, and the requirements for what is required to show this defence in civil law is different to what is required in criminal law. This can be illustrated with the case of Ashley and the Chief Constable of Sussex Police in 2008, which involved the fatal shooting of Mr. Ashley by the police during an armed raid at his home in the early hours of the morning. The police admitted negligence and accepted responsibility for all damage flowing from the raid, but they disputed liability for battery on the basis that the officer in question had acted in self-defence. One of the questions considered by the House of Lords was whether a defendant who had mistakenly but honestly thought it was necessary to defend himself against an imminent risk could rely on self-defence if his mistaken belief, although honestly held, had not been a reasonable one. The position in criminal law should be noted at this point. Here, even if the mistake was an unreasonable one, if the defendant genuinely believed himself to be under threat of imminent attack, he is entitled to rely on self-defence. The question before the court was whether the criteria for self-defence in civil law should be the same. In Ashley, their lordships confirmed that in a civil law action for battery, the burden is on the defendant to prove not only an honest belief that he had been under threat of imminent attack, but also the reasonableness of that belief. If a defendant acts reasonably in assessing whether he is about to be attacked and uses reasonable force in defending himself, then he would be able to rely on the defence. However, an excuse of self-defence based on non-existent facts will not suffice. If the defendant's mistaken belief is unreasonably held, then the defence will not be available in civil law.